Bruce Newberry.
The Food Dude.
Wayberry Inn, my Vermont home, announces our April dinner special Wonderful Wednesdays. Hey, Wednesday is that weekday known as you-know-what day. Well, you know, it has a prestigious place in the week, since we're now only 2 days away from the weekend. So at the Wayberry Inn, we would like to help the Hump Day celebration by offering an incentive for your Wednesday dining all during this month of April. Dine with us on Wednesday and enjoy a complimentary special appetizer for two. Kids eat free from our 10 and younger menu, and desserts are half price when you purchase an entree. And if you're too full, we'll package your sweet treat to take home. Reserve your table on a Wonderful Wednesday. Call us at the Wayberry Inn at 802-388-4015. Check out the menu at waybarryinn.com. Join us for Wonderful Wednesdays at the Wayberry Inn, 4 to 8 Wednesday, and we're with you for dinner 4 to 8 Wednesday through Sunday. The Wayberry Inn in Middlebury, Vermont. We're here at the Wayberry Inn, my Vermont home, with Chef Tony Petri.
Hey, Bruce. Good to be back.
Good to be back here. Welcome to this little jolt of summer that we got, huh?
Yeah. It's supposed to be 80 degrees today, I heard.
Yes. Boy, we've had some amazing spring weather, and the timing was perfect to open up the terrace.
That's right. Yeah. Terrace opens on Thursday this week, so it's open now.
Yeah, and just great.
And it's right in time, you know, and we'll try to keep it open as much as possible. It's still April, so.
Sure. It's going to be a little iffy.
Yeah. There'll be some hit or miss days, but, you know, we'll open it when it's nice, and we'll keep everybody inside when it's raining.
Well, that's it. And everybody's just in the mood already. People are looking for ribs and burgers and even some great fresh tastes as well. What are you thinking? What's on that mind of yours coming out of that kitchen?
Yeah, so we have to make some changes to the menu because a lot of those preparations are very winter-centric.
Sure.
So, you know, we're going to maybe replace a celeriac with something lighter.
You've been doing some amazing heirloom cauliflower.
That's right.
Talk about that.
We have a cauliflower appetizer on the menu. We've served it over Easter, and it's very good. It's just fresh and it's green. You know, we saute it just so it's still a little crunchy.
There's some apricots in there.
Apricots, smoked almonds.
Those are the best.
Yeah, they're really good. Put a little sumac on them, and topped with a whipped feta cheese that has a roasted Fresno pepper whipped into it, so a little bit of heat.
That's where the heat's from.
Creamy and hot, and it's you know, it's just a great appetizer.
It's so interesting. I mean, you can play with it a few different ways. You can be civilized about it and eat it with a knife and fork, or pick it up and just run it through that spicy feta and a little bit of a crunchy almond, and it's just so much fun. And you realize, hey, this is fun.
Yeah, and it's you know, if you're vegetarian, it's a great appetizer, and if you're vegan, we just omit that spicy feta, and the dish is still great. I mean, it's fine without it. It enhances it a little bit, but the cauliflower is the true star of that dish. So,
no doubt. And as you say, it's green. It's so good. But I'll tell you, a little warm weather, and everybody thinks about outdoor type stuff. You were making burgers like you read about in the kitchen the other night.
Yeah, we're going to do a burger special. We did one on Thursday when the patio opened.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll try to keep that going on nicer days. It's just Donna and I right now. Christian's on vacation in France, so the two of us are just having fun with it. And it's going to be really fun. And we're even talking about putting the charcoal grill outside on these nicer days.
Oh, won't that be fun?
Yeah, let's get me out of the kitchen a little bit and...
Oh, man, I can imagine how that's going to play here on East Main Street. I mean, just that waft of that amazing grill aroma coming in, that is going to be big for bringing people into the deck and the patio and the terrace here at the Wayberry Inn on one of these nice evenings.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Wonderful Wednesdays.
Yeah, so we have a special every Wednesday for this month, and we'll probably carry it over a little bit, too, as we've been doing with a lot of our promotions. Wednesday evenings, you come in, kids under 11 and under eat for free, and, you know, we're not checking IDs, so. the kids' menu's free, everyone who comes in, we send a free app for two out. We sent out the cauliflower this past Wednesday,
yes,
and it was well received. We did the Wednesday before that, we did a choice of some radish app that I had created, the rib app on the menu, and you know, we'll keep doing different stuff, but it's a free appetizer. And if you order an entree off the pub menu or the fine dining menu, comes with a half price dessert. So it's a pretty good promotion, I think. Joe's really, you know, he's really good at this kind of stuff, and
he's got the imagination, and then what comes out of that kitchen is amazing. Now, this past Wednesday, we had on that dessert menu, there was a lemon tart.
Yep.
And a chocolate cake.
Yeah. Yeah, we had, we have, you know, these are some desserts that Donna made for Easter. And,
right.
And we had one lemon chiffon pie left, and we had two slices of chocolate, flourless chocolate torte left. So, you know,
oh, man,
we offered
those. It's
like
eating a piece of fudge.
Yep.
It's so good.
Yeah, we'll probably have that lemon chiffon through the weekend, and that chocolate flourless torte, I think, is probably gone by the time you hear this.
Sorry, guys, but there will be more down the road for sure. Mother's Day's a-coming. So we invite you to join us for wonderful Wednesdays. Now, we're here Wednesday through Sunday, 4 to 8 at the Wayberry Inn. And if it's nice at all, you can enjoy the terrace and the patio and just take in an amazing sunset late in the afternoon. Here is just the way to go here at the Wayberry Inn. And our dinner menu, our fine dining menu, is amazing. There was a steak that was
a steak special. We got some local tenderloin for Easter from, I drove up to Ferrisburg, Vermont Livestock Slaughter and Processing, and they grow some cows of their own. And their tenderloin, it was great. The flavor was incredible. And Donna did a special last night with a caper vinaigrette that I made. Very full, herby, parsley, and green flavors.
It looked and ate like chimichurri.
Vinegar and herbs, and it capers, and it just goes
just
really
bright,
well with steak.
So yeah. Bright, and just with that steak, and she even tucked a couple of grilled shrimp on my plate.
That's so. Right. No, that came with a special, actually. She was grilling those for everybody.
I thought it was just for me because I was special. No, everybody gets something special here for sure.
So, yeah, we're doing some specials. I'm going to do venison this weekend. Mm. We have some Lake Champlain perch in-house.
Really?
Yep. And, you know, we were calling a dish the Field and Stream this past week.
Yeah.
We did that local tenderloin, and we did the Champlain perch, which we buy from Ray Seafood, and they get them fresh from Norm's in New York. So we have those, and we're going to keep running those specials and just playing with new ideas for spring. You know that it's going to be green soon. We're gonna be out there. I'll be out there every morning foraging, getting ramps.
Nice.
We have some servers who have some mushroom spots, but they won't tell me where. if anyone ever finds themselves with a windfall of edible mushrooms or ramps or wild forage, you can bring it to the Wayberry, and we'll pay for it.
How nice. Boy, there's an invitation for you. And while we're on the subject of invitations, of course, you're always invited to join us for dinner Wednesday through Sunday and for lodging, get away and join us here at the Wayberry Inn. And just come and join us and come to work here. Because it's not going to be work. It's really going to be the chance of a lifetime to join the kitchen staff, the dining staff, the hospitality staff here at the Wayberry Inn.
Yeah, we have part-time positions. We have, you know, maybe some full-time opportunity later in the season. But if you have any interest at all in working in a kitchen or working in a restaurant, or you need a little extra supplemental income, we have some positions available that could suit you. So keep us in mind.
Do that. You can call anytime at 802-388-4015. You can drop an email. Tony's is chef@waybarryinn.com or manager, MGR, at waybarryinn.com. Or just stop by. There's someone here at least the latter half of the week, Wednesday through Sunday. We're right on East Main Street in East Middlebury. So you're more than welcome to come in the door, talk to us, stick your head in the kitchen, and see what we're all about. We would love to have you come and join us and spend some time, help yourself, and get into the hospitality business at one of Vermont's premier hospitality addresses here at the Wayberry Inn in Middlebury, Vermont. Chef Tony Petri, always a pleasure. Can't wait to see what's coming out of that kitchen and onto that terrace and patio.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Thank you, Tony, very, very much indeed. And that's a taste of what's going on here at the Wayberry Inn.
Bruce Newberry,
the food dude.